Now, what was the function of this hall? I don't understand what it did.
Well, it connected the hall to the front door, and also there were closets all the way down here.
How nice.
All sorts of closets. Also, there was a door here leading from the kitchen into the dining room, so you'd serve that way.
Okay.
Instead of going in through the living room.
I see.
Fireplace right there. And all in all, it was a weird house. I mean, we had been living in just a two-bedroom house, and my father was doing a lot of building at the time, you know, apartment buildings and office buildings and whatnot. And at the same time, he was building his own house. And when you're building a $2.5 million apartment complex, it's very easy for the guys to come out and do a little work on your private house, you know. So he put all sorts of weird shit into it. Intercoms, which are pretty common now, but they were very exciting back then. The living room floor is marble, and it heats up in the, you know, you can flip a switch, and also in the bathrooms. So you can walk on it barefooted in the winter, you know. It was pretty bizarre. Yeah.
Right, what do you call the thing that goes up from the fireplace?
The flue?
Well, much more common word than that, even when it sticks out.
Oh, that's on the exterior, it's a chimney.
Oh, it's a flue till it gets through the roof.
Well, from the inside, it's the flue. But on the thing that hangs up above the roof is a chimney.
All right, would you have a different name for it at a factory?
Smokestack.
What do you call the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace?
The hearth.
Okay. And what do you call it? The things in the fireplace that hold, that you lay the logs across.
Andirons.
Okay. And the thing above the fireplace that you put jump
on. Mantle.
What do you call the biggest round piece of wood that burns the longest?
The biggest round piece of wood that burns the longest. I wouldn't.
Well, you wouldn't call it a round piece of wood.
I'd call it a log.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. Have you ever heard it called a backlog or a backstick?
No, but what it reminded me of was, you know, the Yule log?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that type of tradition. You get one biggie that burns all day?
Right, yeah.
Well, that's what I was thinking of, but that was just sort of a special occasion type thing. You wouldn't burn one every day.
No, especially not in mine. What do you call the small wood that you use to burn the fire?
Kindling.
Okay. How about something that you get from a pine tree?
Pine needles?
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry, it's wood, but it lights better, responds better to a match than mere kindling does.
Oh, I don't know what that is. That's where you scrape the bark off. I don't know if there's another name for it.
You wouldn't call it another name.
No.
Have you ever heard of lightwood?
No.
All right. What do you call the black stone that forms inside the chimney?
Soot.
Okay. And what's left in the fireplace when the fire goes out?
Ashes.
If someone asks you what color they are, you'd say?
Gray.
How about another one?
Another color for ashes? Well,
lighter than
gray. No.
This color.
White? Well, no, probably not, because it would have to be completely burned before they'd be white. I mean, usually there's pieces of burnt wood, black charred wood in there too.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when you look at them like that, unless you really got down and put your eye to it, the eyes would mix the color into a gray.
Okay. All right. Let's say they are the color that I'm talking.